Coronavirus, Christ and the Church, Part 7. I just checked the news. Over 446,000 people have been diagnosed with coronavirus across the globe, resulting in almost 20,000 deaths. Yet today I'm thinking about one. Nancy and I went to visit Roberta Monday night to read scripture, pray, and say goodbye. She was not responsive, but medical experts assure us that doesn't mean she couldn't hear. I returned the next morning with another elder to sit with her husband as the hospice nurse cared for her body and two funeral home employees drove it away. I opened my Bible and read out loud the words of Jesus, the same words Jesus spoke to Martha when Lazarus passed away. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? John 11:25-26. The three of us rejoiced because we all believe it. Tears of sadness were mixed with tears of joy. Roberta was an evident believer. She did more than merely claim to believe in Jesus. Her life testified that she really did. When she was first diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, she didn't get bitter. She trusted her Lord. Her greatest concern was that Christ would be glorified through her illness. Even when she could no longer speak, but was limited to communicating with simple words by way of her special iPad, she still gave thanks. Her closing prayer request was always the same, that people would come to know Jesus through her illness. And now, her battle with Lou Gehrig's disease is over. She won. She is now with her Lord. We'll have to wait to have a memorial service when it's safe for people to gather together. Yet I'm already looking forward to assembling with others to give thanks to the Lord for saving Roberta. But there's no reason to wait until then. Heavenly Father, thank you for doing a work of grace in Roberta's life through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that she lives. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Coronavirus, Christ in the Church, a ministry of Trinity Bible Church, Greer, South Carolina.